Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, man, you already know what this is, PSA Radio. I'm here joined with my brother, Dre Three Letterman. What's good, man?
What the fuck is good, man? Let's go.
Man, you already know we got a big guest calling up right now. We got to chop the fable with this man, battling Rex, battling, man, just craziness, man. So we got to chop the fable with this man. I've been critical of this battle rapper.
Yes, you have. I'm glad
little,
you said that.
For
I'm
a little bit of time
that,
now.
Symbol.
And I'm glad he's coming up because I want to make it clear and there's no disrespect, just personal opinion. I think he's a great dude. I met him a few times. And let's bring him on right now. Let's go. The bar god himself, Danny Myers. What's good, man?
What's cracking? What's cracking?
What's going on?
Danny Myers, what's good, my
what's,
team?
What's good, y'all?
Y'all already know
Myers.
Danny.
Yo.
Go ahead, Timbo.
Go ahead, Dre. Go ahead, Dre.
No, I just want to ask him, yo, my man, are you ready, my dude, for Rex?
I stay ready, so I ain't got to get ready. I was ready since fucking December, like October.
Mm.
Been ready. You know, had to rewrite a couple things, restructure some shit just because of the, you know, the added scenarios. But for the most part, you know, a nigga ready.
Mm. Okay. So what do you say to the people that said that Rex already won this battle because win, lose, or draw, he still got... Elaborate.
It's fucking retarded. Maybe because people just can't fathom somebody paying somebody 12K for a battle. And for the record, I did it for the fans. You know what I'm saying? So it's crazy that they're the ones being critical on me for doing that when I did that so they can see the battle. That's crazy.
Danny,
and
12.
I got,
12. Go ahead, Danny. Go ahead.
Oh, like I was saying, like, you know, a lot of people might see that as a whole lot of money, but it's not. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like I told people, I paid Rex the 12K, then went and bought houses and cars right after that. It's on my Instagram. Like, that's the 12K was nothing. Like, you can
Danny,
have that.
12K
and
Rex,
battle
right now?
Right, you know, this was right before. Look, I'm going to tell you, I did overpay him. I will say that. I would say Rex probably should have got seven to eight. You know what I'm saying? So he got like an extra five that he shouldn't have got. But this was around the time when he was on the Slaughterhouse shit and previous to the Clips battle. So his stock was higher at the time that I did pay him. You know what I'm saying? And he kind of duped me into, you know, believing that. That's how that whole came about. Because he was like, yo, I'm on Slaughterhouse. I'm killing shit. I got the Clips battle coming up. After that, I'm on season two of Slaughterhouse. I got a movie coming up. All kind of shit. So, he sold it.
That nigga Harlem World with you, my nigga.
He Harlem me.
You got Harlem, my nigga.
Yo,
that's a new word in the dictionary for battle rap. You got Harlem, my nigga.
Yeah,
Daddy, I'm not
mad at him for that either. I'm not mad. I was like, nigga, you can have that. You feel me? You can have that.
Danny, there's people that are out there. I'm not going to lie to you, man. I've been critical of you. I met you in person, though, a few times, and you're a really cool dude. You're
right.
A solid dude. Facts, man. I saw you battle KG, and that shit was crazy. You know what I'm saying? I've been there for your battles, too. So I'm just saying, but people are critical of it. I'm one of them. I'm one of them that says $12,000 for Rex. And like you said, you paid him at a time when his stock was higher, when it wasn't so much of an overpay. But it's like, I put this thing on Twitter, man. It was like, if Danny beats Rex, will that change anybody's perception of Rex or where he is right now? And a lot of people said no. What do you have to say about, you know, people that think that?
I mean, change their perspective on him as, like, being a dope
battler, or
they don't care if he wins or lose. Like, are
exactly.
You saying like they don't care?
Exactly.
That's retarded, because at the end of the day, this still supposed to be about what we are actually saying to each other in the ring. Not nothing that happens outside and shouldn't dictate whether a nigga won or lost. Like, I don't come from that era. I came from when you went in there and a nigga claimed you lost. Not because his girl looked better than yours or he got a bigger house, but because he went in there and beat you with the words. And that's the era I'm from. And I'm just an old school nigga. These new school fans, they don't think like that. They think if a nigga won somehow outside of the battle, then he wins the battle. That's fucking retarded because you can't equate the two. You know, those are two different things. What happened outside of and what the words were saying to each other. If I say they're better shit than Rex, then he loses the battle. You know, people can say, oh, well, he won the war because he got 12K. But at the end of the day, and on the flip side, I say to that, if I'm the nigga that was able to give him 12K and not miss it, I mean, really, who really winning the war out here?
But Danny, the purpose of the thing is this. You chose to battle T-Rex because, let's be real, maybe none of these leagues will pick it up. Is it safe to say that? So you like you decided to yourself, listen, I got the guap. I'll put it up my motherfucking right. self so I know somebody else ain't going to do this shit.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Or if somebody else was going to do it, they just wasn't going to do it in a timely fashion. So because it was just so much shit going, you know, because it all really started with, you know, Noobs had put the post up, do y'all want to see Danny versus Rex? And at the time, I was dealing with URL. And he was like, yeah, hell yeah, let's see that. You know, they got a lot of aggression, a lot of energy. Like, let's see this shit. And then I didn't sign the contract, wop the wop, and it didn't happen. So I was like, well, you know what? I can still make this shit happen on my own. Like, do you want to battle? Yes or no? So
what happened to Syndicate Cartel, though? What happened to Syndicate Cartel, though? What happened to that? Because originally, this was supposed to pop up on this channel, right?
Absolutely.
I know black guys got to feel some kind of way now, Danny. Black guys got to feel some kind of way, no?
They should, because they invested time and money into it, and they hyped it up, and a good crowd came out to see the battle. A lot of people drove and flew from long distances to see Rex, and I was there. You know what I'm saying? Rex said he got locked up. Nobody ever proved he did or didn't. So that's just folklore right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's how – and so Rex – I think what happened was Rex knew that – he wasn't going to get no money from Black Ice. Like, all they was doing was get him a flight in the room. So he probably had, at that point, spent the money and was like, man, I got to somehow harlow my way into some more money from this battle. So I'm not going to show up there, and I'm going to somehow get Smack to do it. And I don't know if he had Smack give him a few extra dollars to do this shit. I don't know. But that's what it seemed like to me. But at the end of the day, it's still a good look because it's on a bigger platform.
My thing is, like, Rex is notorious. I mean, we've seen him spit these bullshit verses before. And it's like, yo, this dude got paid more than he got paid to battle Clips at this major, major event. And it's like, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, it sucks because to me, it's just like, yo, he could just come over there and bullshit. It's not on like,
I'm going to say this for that because a lot of people have said, hey, this nigga can go in there and spend mixtape rounds and he don't care whether he win or lose because he got paid and he don't give a fuck about the battle and it doesn't hurt his legacy. He's already a certified legend, so he don't care about beating Danny or not beating Danny. But I'm going to tell y'all something. Rex is a real competitor with this shit. Whether he done recycled in the past or not, with this battle, it's coming off of the Clips battle, right? So Danny battles Holohan, and nobody cares. Like y'all don't talk about him versus Holohan. Y'all don't quote none of them bars. I don't ever bring that up. Y'all probably forgot it happened. What I'm saying is this is Rex's return to URL, and him losing again, that really could hurt his legacy, whether people realize it or not, and he don't want that to happen, and he's not going to bring mixtape rounds. I keep telling people this. I know this for a fact. I know Rex ain't coming with mixtape. He coming with shit specifically for me, and is going to be fired. So I just want people to know they're going to get a classic regardless, win or lose, they getting a classic.
So what happens? I want to ask you this. What happens if you end up beating Rex? I actually have you beating Rex. We did our predictions. I got you beating Rex 2-1. But where does that go? Do you know what I mean? I know there was a dispute with Norbs and a URL and things like that. Where does that go? If you beat Rex, what's going to happen next? Like, what other, you know, is there something that's been talked about, like on the next card or something big?
Oh, yeah, me and, yeah, Smack, you know, Smack told me, you know, a couple good things. You know what I mean? I'm definitely back on URL, so this is, that's my return battle back to URL, and I'm on the very next week on the URL West card versus Danger Zone, like 1 week after the Rex thing. I'll be on RBE like a month after that versus Chilla, and then me and Smack, you know, we're going to come crazy together. You know what I mean? So, yeah. I'm back on URL. I'm going to be in good standing after this battle. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's gonna reflect pretty good on me, I feel.
I don't know, Danny. I don't know, man. We live in a crazy world with battle rap fans, and I've seen it, and Timo alluded it earlier. Yeah, you're from the old school where it should just be at the bars, but we live in a world, like, everybody's saying, well, Rex already won, and is there any concern at all to you that he's going to come in there with some bullshit rounds?
I feel like the niggas who feel that way shouldn't even be involved with battle rap if they feel that way. If y'all feel because a nigga did something outside the battle he won, that, like, you shouldn't even be watching battle rap. Why are you? Well, why watch the battle? First of all, if you feel he already won, don't click play. I'll say that to anybody that feel like Rex won regardless what happens. Don't watch the battle then. Because he already won.
I feel like he won. I'm still going to watch the battle, Danny. I'm still going to watch the battle.
Nah. No, don't watch it. Because he won.
I'm watching
it. No. Because
I want to hear the bars, Danny. I want to hear the bars. But I feel like he won. That 12K, Danny, you could. I'm so mad you got the record of 12K.
That's crazy. I don't.
I swear.
What difference of it being if Smack gave him 12K or I gave him the 12K? Like, I'm making the battle happen.
I think just because in the current battle rap world, in the current battle rap world, it's not the battlers that are paying each other. You know, that's not how it is. It's not like you're paying. I just don't feel like that's the format. And that's what it is. If anything, it should be like, here, Smack puts up 12K, winner gets it. Let's judge it like that. But when Rex already has the 12K
like
before the battle, do you get what I'm saying?
I feel you, but I just feel like that the whole money issue shouldn't have any bearing on the outcome of the battle. Like, Rex still got to go in there and rap. He got his money. He done spent the money. That's a big issue. Like, he still got to go in there and give y'all three crazy rounds that y'all can have something to talk about for the summer and through the winter or whatever.
Here's the thing. All right, I'm going to ask you this. Did Clips be – is Rex a legend to you?
Yeah.
Did Clips beat Rex 3-0 in that battle?
Yes.
So I'm saying the stock didn't really – it didn't fluctuate, and he got 3-0 by Clips. I mean, clearly, come on, let's be honest about it. He got 3-0 by Clips at Nome. I mean, on a major card. So I'm saying, like, getting 2-1 by Danny Myers on – granted, I know it's on URL, and I think that's dope. Granted, getting 2-1 by Danny Myers, which I got you beating him, 2-1 by Danny Myers, is that going to change something crazy?
Not really crazy, because no matter what happened to a lot of these vets, like Verb and Goods and Arsenal, like all these niggas can lose their next 10, 20 battles and they're still going to be considered top tier. You see what I'm saying? So it don't matter. Like, Rex can lose to me, and it's not going to, like, change his status. You know what I mean? But it still will have some bearing, because niggas really going to be like, yo, Rex, that nigga... But I don't want to see him no more. He got killed by Clips, got a forgettable battle with Hollahead, then Danny Myers beats him. I don't really care to see Rex no more. I don't think he would be in high demand. That's what I'm trying to say. I don't think his demand would be high anymore. But at the same time, I don't think it's going to affect his legend status. So...
I think it's a gift in the curse with the legend status, because I think some of these legends feel like, you know what, I can half-ass it sometimes because of my legendary status under my name.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely. That's what these niggas is doing, and that's why I'm saying I go out here and give niggas 3 rounds every time, whether you see me against an up-and-comer, a no-name, a big-name. I go in here and bar it out with niggas 3 rounds, no chokes, no recycles, no stumbles, all new material, all original bars, no flips, no stealing the nigga shit and retooling it to make it mine. Like, I'm giving, like, and I don't get no credit. I'm not crying about this shit, but I'm just saying, like, when niggas out here half-assing and they the supposed top tier, but you got niggas like me that's out here just putting on bar fest with whoever. You know what I'm saying? Then it kind of, like, make me feel like battle rap is just corny. Like, because the nice niggas don't get to just do no more. It ain't it really ain't about who's nice anyway. It's not about,
no,
it's about
like
who's
that
more
for a while, Danny, it's been like that for a while, my nigga. I mean, me and Timbo were doing a show for goddamn over a year, and you talk to battle rappers, and niggas be like, oh, if you think it's just bars that's going to take you over, that's not it. I've seen John John say that numerous times. It ain't just about the bars and shit. So I don't know where that got lost into the muck and shit, where that just stopped, but I think it's more than just bars nowadays and shit.
Because it's crazy, because let's say we got A-Verb, Charlie Clips, Arsenal, and Hitman on the card. That's on the same day as we got a car with Danger Zone, Daylight, Danny Myers, and Lotta Zay.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the one with the bigger names is going to sell out. Few niggas going to show up to our battle, but if they throw 2 events on the same day, the popular niggas is going to get the most ticket sales, and that's just how it is. I mean, that's like that with regular hip-hop, with the music industry. You know, if anybody... Young Thug and all these niggas throw a concert, then you got Kweli and Crooked Eye and Mos Def throw a show. You know what I'm saying? You'll see the disparity in the attendance between both shows. So it's like that in battle rap as well as the music industry. So I'm not really surprised at it. That's just how it is, unfortunately. But I know Rakim them would be ashamed of this shit.
Yeah, I gotta agree. Let me ask you a question, Danny. If you could do it over again. A two-part question. If you could do it over again, would you pay him the money? And part two, would you ever pay another battle out of money? To battle.
I still have paid Rex, but not the 12K. I would have gave him 7, 8 at max. Just because I personally want to fuck him. So even if it wasn't for the fans, it's like I have a personal vendetta. And for two... No, I wouldn't pay. Like I said, I only did this for the fans and because, you know, URL was about to set it up. And then when I didn't sign a contract, it fell through. So I was like, fuck it, I'll keep the party going. Even if it take me out, I'll do it. So, you know what I mean? But it ain't like I just be like, cool, I could pay my way to the top of battle rap. If I pay this nigga and I... nigga, then I'll be a top tier one day. Like, that's not my.
Yeah, that's my next point. I was gonna say, I think just because of the format, it should be, you know, these leagues coming to pay. And I understand where you're coming from, but it's like, well, anybody with that kind of money can just pay anybody. Like, I mean, if anything, if I had like 50 grand, shit, I'm gonna just go pay Hollow real quick and do a 3-round battle, and I don't even, you know what I mean? So it's like that's kind of like a. That kind of way is what I'm saying, like a cheating way kind of. I'm not saying you're cheating with it, but it's like he's paying his way to the top is what looks like.
Nah, because for one, the whole that battle even coming into my mind is because Norbs wanted to see that battle. He brought it up. He was, I'm thinking about putting this together. Like, we're going to try to do this. You know what I mean? So that's how it all came about. I never said, woke up and said, let me just battle Rex out of all people. Because if that money, I could have got Clips or Surf or any of them niggas, really. It was just about what URL had started, and I just finished it out of pocket. You know what I'm saying? And I caught a lot of flack for it, but I feel like it's unfair because I did it for the fans to see the battle anyway. And the crazy part, the whole fucking crazy part about all this is the battle still winds up on URL. It's because I wasn't fucking with them and we had cut ties that I decided to do it, and I put it together, I paid, and now the battle was a fucking smack. So if I had known this shit, I would have let, you know what I'm saying, I should have just let some time go by, and they would have put it up, they would have put it together anyway. Without
Danny,
Danny,
do you think this battle's going to get a million views?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't think so, Danny. I
got
to agree, Danny. Easily?
I don't
know, my nigga.
Easily a million?
Hey, we just going to have to see. Like, I feel this shit.
All right, give me a time frame. You said easily. You said easily. Give me a time frame what you think it would be
a
million.
I don't say easily. Man, me and Rex. Oh, man. Probably under a year.
Give me a time frame.
Under a year? Under a year.
Under a year,
under
a million
year,
views?
We should have a million under a year, easy. Just because of...
Danny, you got to remember now,
like,
JC and Chilla, it took JC and Chilla a while to get a million, my nigga.
Let's take these factors into it. JC and Chilla had just, like, came out of nowhere. Wasn't no promo for it. It just happened. Niggas didn't know about it. Then it's just two, like, still up-and-coming niggas with just all lyrics. And, you know, like we said, the lyricism niggas don't really shine. And, it definitely took a while to get a million, which it should have had. But me and Rex, I mean, like, this shit been on, like, Star been talking about shit, Vlad, fucking, you know what I'm saying? Like, every major hip-hop media outlet has been talking about this shit. This shit has been built up. Then it lost steam. Now it's regaining steam. And even if people don't know the day it drops, even if it's like 2 months later, I'm like, oh, shit, Rex and Danny came out? Oh, shit, I got to see that. I got to see that. Because it was just so much shit being talked about that. So I think the controversy is what's going to propel this to that many views. Plus, I just really predict a crazy-ass classic anyway. So with it being a dope battle on top of the drama, it's going to help it to a million views. That's my prediction.
Mm. Damn, a million views under a year. All right, we're going to hold you to that. Myers, I got to ask you really quick, man. I want you to give us your predictions for this redemption card real quick. Is that cool?
All right. Yeah.
All right, let's do it. Let's gonna go Chilla Jones versus Prep.
I like Prep, but, you know, and I don't even want to sound writer's block biased, but Chilla just nice right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Chilla is real nice.
Mm-hmm.
And,
agreed.
You know, it's a lot of other outside of battle rap controversy going on with Prep right now. I don't even think niggas gonna give him a chance. So, I don't know. I got Chilla.
Why you say that, though, Danny? Explain that, though. Why you say they don't give him a chance? I want to hear from your opinion on that.
Well, I mean, you know, with the rumors and shit, like, man.
What rumors?
I don't know.
Danny, break it down on PSA. What rumors, my nigga? Come on, Danny. This PSA. What rumors, my nigga?
Come on, man.
Come on, man. Let's go, my nigga. Let's keep it fun.
I don't do all the drama and like to be talking about niggas' business, especially shit that I don't have firsthand knowledge of. But
all right, Danny. Allegedly, what's going on? Allegedly.
Yeah, what's going on, Danny?
No. Well, it's not allegedly. There was a tweet, and I don't know if he was hacked or whatnot. But Prep has totally came out of the closet, and niggas was like, "Well, I felt he was gay anyway." So about time
what?
He said it.
Oh, boy.
Then on top of Daisy airing out dirty laundry on him, you know,
man.
Homeless.
Man, that tweet just wrote like a whole round for Chilla.
Oh, right. Me and Chilla talked about that too. So yeah.
Is he gonna capitalize on that? Is the question though? Is he gonna capitalize on that? Is he gonna bring that? Okay,
yes.
Well,
yes,
you got it.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yeah. So yeah,
all
I'm
right.
Not Chilla in that battle, but.
Chilla Bean Prep. All right. Next up, Bill Collector versus Dot.
Oh, man. Bill better with the bars, but Dot's performance is fucking damn. He got one of the top performances in battle rap. I got Dot. 2-1.
Dot?
Yeah, just because niggas really can't win off bars no more. And Bill never was crazy with bars anyway. And everybody know Dot not crazy with bars, but Dot's performance is going to help him. That's going to be the deciding factor in that battle. 2-1, Dot.
Myers going with Dot. DNA and K-Shine versus Chess and Stains.
Oh, fuck, man. DNA and K-Shine, they definitely have a lot of chemistry together. And K-Shine is way better with the bars than DNA, so he's going to be like a crutch like he has been. And I don't think K-Shine can do it by himself versus Chess and Stings. So I got Chess and Stings winning that. Because DNA not enough help. He not enough help.
Wait a minute. Wait. You got Chess and Stings beating DNA and Shine?
Yes. DNA is not enough help lyrically. No. Would you like, the niggas is acting like they sleeping on Chess and Stings. Like, both of these, like, really,
Danny, this is 2-on-2 though, my nigga. This is two on two though, bro.
Look what I'm saying. Either Chess or Steve can beat both of them niggas like them there by
themselves. DNA and Shine are on a tear though, Danny.
Hold on.
You telling me Verb and Hitman didn't beat them niggas?
You can make it debatable. I ain't mad at that. I'm not mad if he says that.
Some niggas lost. Come on. Hey, when the boy switched sides and went over to A-Verb and them side, the battle was
all right, good. I can't lie. That was pretty crazy. Yeah.
That fucked the whole round up.
All right, I got to get it. No, but what they did against John and Sia, though, was...
That was different.
That was more like John... showcasing Sia Boy. He kind of let Sia Boy get more
right.
burning shit, I felt.
Right. Like, oh,
you guys in your asterisks and shit. You putting asterisks and shit. All right, let's go.
Chess and Steams will win that battle. Maybe not performance-wise, but bar-wise, they're going to win that shit.
Danny, we're going to put 12 grand on
this battle. DNA, though. The disrespect
put,
for DNA. Damn, Danny.
Nah, man, fuck that nigga. Fuck him,
fucking
WA.
Oh, damn. Right as block. All
right, that's different. All right, let's go. It's our favorite battle of the night, Danny. This is it. Shotgun Shug versus T-Top.
Damn. And I can tell you no one can accurately predict that one, but I'm going T-Top. Hey, Shug been really fucking niggas up, too.
He been killing shit lately.
But I think T-Top gonna step up to the plate. I don't care, even if Shug pocket check him, like T-Top got some shit. I got Top in that 2-1 in a
I think Top needs to bounce back from that Clips though. He underperformed against Clips.
Yeah,
he could have really taken advantage of that.
And this is the battle he's gonna use to bounce back. So this is what makes him more dangerous.
This is Charlie Clips we're talking about. I mean, it's not like that's the hardest nigga to beat, though. You know what I'm saying? So I don't think T-Top took a big L by losing to Charlie Clips. It's harder because anyway, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but Top still could have done better on his half, even if he still was gonna lose or whatnot. Because some people have Top winning that battle, believe it or not. I got T-Top in a dope battle,
all right.
A street battle.
Tay-Rock versus
talk.
Briz. Tay-Rock.
Damn.
Tay-Rock versus Briz. Who you got?
I guess he's tomorrow. Oh, man. Niggas going to hate me. I got Briz, man. Briz 2-1.
Me too.
I got Briz 2-1. Briz called me this morning and said, Danny, listen to this shit. And I was like, fuck. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, yeah, nigga, that's how you were supposed to come at Verb. You know what I mean? So, yeah, definitely going to see a different Briz. No joking, no long-ass setups. Like, Briz got some shit for Rock. And only thing Rock can do is make it debatable. But I got Briz 2-1.
All right. Now, the headline of this battle, this event, Danny Myers versus T-Rex.
Man.
Well, what you want me to say? What you want me to say? What am
Sell
I
us this
to say?
Fight, Danny. Sell us this fight.
Rush, look, he's going to throw his hat. The crowd going to go wild. He's going to throw the water bottle. And I'm going to just be thinking about, can I beat Pops on Fruit Ninja? Like, that's... No, there's no...
Oh, man.
Go over here, serve this nigga, man. Fuck you mean? I'm about to serve this nigga. Bad. Bad. Like, Rex ain't really been, never been barked on the way I'm about to bark on this nigga. Now, I can tell you that right now. He done been in there with Matt Hoffa and Ankasa, and he done been in there with niggas. He ain't had no barking like this. This some different shit. All
right, are you going to give it a round? Is it going to be a 2-1?
Damn, man.
Danny, let me tell you something.
Honestly,
Danny, let me tell you something.
Honestly,
you want a million views?
Rex winning it. Huh?
You want a million views? Give Rex a round, man. A 2-1 will get a million views. I promise that.
Look. Tell me being self-biased, like, cause I was really seeing it being a very, very tough task for Rex to beat any of these rounds, but to just count out a 15-year vet and say he can't even get a round, that's like kind of ludicrous right there. Like, Rex, he can take a round. Whatever round he throw the hat and the crowd go crazy, that might be the round he can take, but I still don't see him getting around. Maybe
Damn.
He can get around. Right now,
Danny, come on, my nigga. Not around. Oh, he's not giving T-Rex a round, my nigga? Really? A round,
son? I said maybe. Maybe he might can get one round. Might.
Niggas
think I'm just going to go in there and just punchline. No. Rex got to get talked to. Like, some real life shit. All the shit I done went through with this battle, all the street shit he be talking about, the shit he claimed he know about, we finna really see. It's a difference
shit.
Of a nigga rapping
so,
about.
So,
it's a difference
dang.
Of a nigga rapping about being in the street and a nigga that's really in the street.
Dang, let me ask you a question. Are you going to pay, did you already pay you, or you just doing this for love, or what? They paid you?
I mean, I can't really talk about that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, you can't talk if you got
just
paid.
You can't talk. Just on street, you know, just on some on silent.
My nigga,
shit.
My nigga, come on. You're not
that.
My nigga, you saying you back?
Just a yes or no. Yes or no. Yes or no.
Hold on. You didn't get any money for the battle, Danny? I'm curious to know. I really want to know.
Oh, my God. Why? Wait a minute now. I cannot discuss behind closed
you
doors.
Can't just, come on, Danny. I don't care how much money
look,
you got.
Look, just like if Rex did get paid or not get paid from URL for this battle, like, and I don't think nobody ever gonna know. Only him and the few niggas that was involved. And the same thing with me. Like,
Danny,
really, that's not even the issue here.
No, not an issue, but I'm saying, the reason I'm asking the question, because I'm thinking to myself, okay.
Let's ask this. Here's the better question. If I pay $12,000 to Rex, what can URL pay me that's going to get me, make me feel like it was worth it? What can they give me, like, are they going to give me $12,000 to even it out? No. So anything they would give me would be like, okay, this is cool. And that's how I looked at it. I'm saying I
Danny,
can't go further. Into
translation,
that.
Translation. It sounds like you just did this out of your pocket and you're doing this out of love. And that's all right. But I just think you should be compensated also because not only did you pay T-Rex, and even if Smack gave him some money, and let me ask you a question. Did you not get paid? Is it more like
Beasley, I'm going to just say Beasley did right by me. That's all I can say. Beasley took care of me.
So you're going to be on URL after this? Or this is a one-shot time? I know a contract,
like
URL
said,
type shit.
Like I said, immediately after Rex, I'm battling Danger on the URL. That's going to
right.
drop on the URL. And
okay.
right after that, I'll be back on the URL again. So I am back officially on URL, and I will be on most of, like, all their future cards.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Danny Myers.
Again.
First T-Rex.
Big name. Right.
July 25th.
Me and Cliff, A-Rod, me and whoever y'all want to see me against is going down on the URL. But
uh-oh,
definitely me and Clips set it off next year, early. Like early next year, me and Clips. So, yeah, I'm back on URL.
Let's get it. That's the headline right there. Danny Myers back on URL battling T-Rex the 25th. And then Danger Zone, August 1st, is a traffic event out in the West Coast. So he's going to be back on the West Coast. Danny Myers,
right?
Yo, it's always a pleasure to have you up here, my G. We had to chop the fable, and we appreciate it, man.
I appreciate y'all anytime, man. You know I fuck with y'all heavy.
Absolutely, man. We're going to have you back up here. Absolutely, brother.
Indeed.
Salute, bro. Salute to Danny Myers calling up the show, man.
Word.
We had to chop that table. Dre, if this man is not getting paid, I don't know what to say, man.
Yeah, my nigga, that's what I'm saying, Timbo. It sounds like to me, this is, yo, but my nigga, he got money like that. He's not stressing, though, Timbo.
I don't know if it's about the stress. I think it would just be my pride, though. My pride. I couldn't not get paid to do that. And I don't know. I just couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it. Everybody else getting paid, and I'm paying some dude 12 grand. I don't know. I just couldn't do it. But, you know,
you
Danny came up here.
You my nigga.
That's what I'm saying. You're right. You should have said that. I think you're right, man. But let's see. Danny came up. Headline, Danny Myers back on URL. I mean, let's see how these battles go. I'm interested in the Danger Zone battle, honestly, more than I am the Rex battle. That makes sense.
Yeah, I think bars wise and battle wise, Danger's gonna be better. But I think anticipation because Rex is getting paid. You know
this is
mean?
A long time in the making. Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
of course. Sure. I think so too. So let's see, man. July 25th, redemption card, and then August 1st, traffic card out in L.A. Danny Myers is on both. He's back on URL. You heard it here, and and you already know what it is. This is PSA Radio, them segment boys, right, Dre? Go check out that Sue Dirt interview, by the way. That shit is that shit is fire. And we got got an interview dropping tomorrow too. If I'm not mistaken. we got disaster.
Got interview, we got predictions. Yeah.
Predictions and we got Danny Myers and Chips just dropping all over the place, man. So definitely everybody go check that out. We're on iTunes, everything like that.
And definitely, y'all, we're trying to talk to these battle rappers that's doing these events. Well, with our next couple segments, we're trying to talk as much of these guys on the card. So, got a few guys lined up. Me and Tim will keep y'all posted. Who's going? You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Going to have back-to-back shows on the day. Just check it out, man. Just watch when the interviews drop. You'll understand. So, go check that shit out. It's PSA Radio, man. The most hated, least respected. T-shirts
least
coming.
Respected.
Never. You already know what the fuck it is, man. Dre, Three Letterman, take us out, G.
It's your boy, Three-Letter Man. Y'all already know, man. Number one show, PSA motherfucking radio. I don't give a fuck who got different things differently. Y'all already know, man.
That's it. We out.
Peace.